Hi there and welcome. My name is Teresa Anderson and I'm here as your guide and your teacher. And today I'm going to be sharing with you a beautiful podcast episode, meditation guided. And I am here to help you to discover ways in which when you feel like you're kind of not finding your way, there's always the pathway that you can exit onto to get onto the highway of love. For free love, because we can give love freely. It's something that doesn't cost us anything. And so I want you to make yourself comfortable and make sure that you're not driving or operating machinery. And I invite you, if you're watching this video as a podcast on Spotify, that you can just watch and let the kaleidoscope help you to relax yourself even more. And it's very visually stunning and it is very relaxing, helps you to get into a relaxed state of mind. If you're listening to this podcast on any of the other platforms, just listen to my voice and know that as you're taking in each breath, you are going to become more and more relaxed. So let's get started. So just know that whatever pathway you find yourself on currently in your life, there are options for you to pivot and to shift towards the freeway of love. There are so many different levels and types of love, and the love that I'm referring to in this podcast episode is the one that you can tap into anytime when you're feeling frustrated or stuck. You can imagine for a moment that with each breath that you are starting to take into your body now, that it's starting to reach all the parts of your body, and it's especially starting to resonate very deeply with your physical heart, your emotional heart, your spiritual heart. And know too that there's many values of love, and one of the things that I think about when I think about love is about the value of courage. And we all know that it takes a lot of courage to live our lives at some points, especially when we're feeling challenged. Some people and some places and some things are seemingly very easy to love, and you can do it very much unconditionally. So now I invite you to really set the intention to open your heart. Open your heart to experience more delicious flavors of love. For when you open yourself to the realms of love's possibilities, you never know what delicious new piece of your life is going to get animated. For a moment, focus the best way as you can your attention on your heart and the heart space. You may want to place your hand over your heart. And as you do, imagine the best way that you can that you're now breathing and taking in more aliveness and life and energy through your heart, and that you're breathing through your own heart energy. You're radiating this heart energy throughout your body. See if you can feel into any sensations, and how does it feel to bring in more love and expand more love in and around you. With each inhale breath, feel yourself expanding into more love. Imagine yourself as love, loving love. Can you open yourself up to sense love and now how it's loving you back? Imagine with each out-breath, you're releasing with more ease anything that you don't need to hold on to. Things that you know you don't need to hold on to anymore. Things that you don't need to feel anchored in any way any longer. And if you don't know what those things are, those anchors, that's okay. There's a deep, wise inner piece of yourself that knows exactly what you need to release. And you can trust and just think about the wisdom and the intelligence of your body, mind, and spirit. And when you set the intention that you're ready to let go of something, that wisdom will help to unlock things that might be stuck in some physical aspects in your body, mind, and spirit. trust that love is loving you, is helping you loosen and transform any old, tired, dead-end energy. And imagine for a moment that you can transform this old energy. It's being released back into the earth through the bottom of your feet, through the soles of your feet. Know that whatever you're releasing is being transformed and will be repurposed like compost that nourishes the soil and the ground. You can imagine also that your wise self just knows what needs to be weeded in and around you so that you can expand yourself and feel like you are more alive. You can take this love energy that you feel in your heart, and if it feels right and it's appropriate in the space where you're in, you can shake it off by moving your body, maybe expanding your hands above your head and just using your hands to gently move the energy of anything that might be stuck and wanting to move it down throughout your body up towards the sole of your feet. Now I would like you to focus again upon your breath. With this new in-breath, this is a new opportunity for you to gift yourself a bigger infusion of heart energy of love energy. And you can direct this love energy to any part of your body, any place where you believe, even emotionally, or in a mindset where you feel you might be stuck. You can ask that this energy gets a real boost from the field of love so that it can really land where it needs to and do its work to help transform any energy that needs to be released. And you might want to invite yourself to live into this question. What quality of love is calling to you? Is it self-love, to accept yourself as you are more unconditionally at this stage and phase in your life? Can you imagine if love was speaking to you now? What are some loving words that you can hear that are coming through that are meant just for you? If it feels like it's just a whisper, give yourself permission to hear and have it amplified so you can really get the message of self-love that's trying to be heard and given to you. Imagine yourself as an open receiver. Imagine yourself having a twin image of yourself. This twin is reflective of the pure love energy that you incarnated with, meaning that's what you came into the world with. You have this pure heart essence. Imagine this inner twin facing you with such love and compassion and unconditional love. Can you sense how this field of energy coming from that twin piece of you is really wanting you to know how loved you are? Can you open yourself up to making eye contact with yourself, this loving twin gaze? Imagine yourself receiving the message that you are very lovable and that you are so enough just as you are in this moment. See if you can allow yourself to receive more of this twin self that's now showering you with a beautiful, sparkling field of love and grace, infusing every cell within your body and infusing your mind with a blanket of peacefulness, infusing your spirit with serenity and ease as you think about the future and where you really want to end up going. See yourself opening up with both of your arms and reaching your hands and feeling through the crown, the top of your head, allowing life-affirming and life-energizing love sparks to come in through the top of your head. And know that they will dissolve as they move through all the levels of your being, really becoming immersed and immersing you in the field of love and grace. In this moment, see if you can feel more into how loved and loving you are. Know too that you can come back and experience this field of love, loving love, anytime you want to feel connected to your true essence. Know that whenever you need to feel reminded how love is always there, trying and available to love you, to re-fortify you, to re-energize you, and to revitalize you, you just need to come back here and spend a few minutes and give yourself this gift of love. And know too that if there's something or someone that you want to direct your love out to, imagine that now, that it's being transported and taken quickly, and it arrives to them instantly on the free way of love that you have access to. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.